Welcome back to another episode of the Statues Podcast. I'm your host, Nang, and for today's episode, I wanted to talk about what smartphone photography had taught me. My journey with smartphone photography started, I think, around 2017. At the time, my wife's baby sister was born, and I didn't want to lug around a huge camera and the bag with my lenses in it just to be able to capture a moment. And that was what was important for me, was being able to capture a moment. If anyone knows anything about having kids or being around kids, is that they're spontaneous. So by the time I went and I got my camera, the moment was gone. And that was what led me down this road of smartphone photography. I thought to myself, what if I started using my phone instead? And at the time, I was using an iPhone X, and my camera was the Sony A6000. The Sony A6000 is still a camera that I use to this day, but at the time, it was still a very good camera to have. The iPhone X was the first of its kind at that time. I had done my research, so at the time, I thought to myself, why not use it? Why not try and use it? So I did, and it became more convenient. I was able to capture moments. I was able to capture things in the time without having to worry about running to go grab something and missing a moment. This journey, though, took a deep dive into smartphone trading. For me, smartphone photography meant convenience without losing quality. And that was what I wanted to explore, was the quality aspect of this convenience. So when I got into smartphone trading, I was lucky enough to find another trader who had his own retail store. So he had multiple devices. I started using devices like, at the time, the Pixel 3 XL or the Huawei Mate 20 Pro. And these were some of the best devices that I've used, even now. They're still some of the best devices that I've used. Right now, I'm using the iPhone 13 Pro. And when I compare it to what it was at the time, it was more exciting. These devices were more, they were breaking tech news. The camera quality was amazing. The quality that you were getting and the processing power that these devices held was something that was brand new at the time. With camera tech now, there's not much that goes on anymore. Each device that comes out is just a little better than the last. And so you can have an 11 Pro and you can make it just as good as the camera that I'm using now, the 13 Pro. But back then, the processing power was phenomenal. I think one of the best devices that I've used that I absolutely loved was the Huawei Mate 20 Pro. That device, it was the processing power. It was what this device did that gave these pictures a phenomenal feel. I'm someone that also edits my photos. So as someone who's done smartphone photography and used all these phones, I can honestly say, if you're someone like me who edits their photos, having different phones doesn't make a difference. You can edit your photo and make it look like a Samsung device. You can edit your photos and make it look like a Google device. It wouldn't matter. But what was beautiful was being able to understand the convenience that these devices gave us. At that point in my life, I had transitioned away from regular photography and gone into smartphone photography. I have a huge repertoire of just photos that I've used throughout the years. And for those that watch the video, I'll put them up, or I'll link my VSCO page, because on my VSCO page is where I actually store all those photos. When it comes to smartphone photography, There's one saying in the videography and photography world that I live by to this day, and I always tell people, it's not about the device or it's not about the tools that you use. It's about how you use the tools. I still use a Sony A6000 to this day, and it is almost, I think it's 8 or 9 years old now, but I still use it for all of my professional shoots because I know how to use it. And that's the thing, right? Is if you don't know how to use your device, if you don't know how to use your phone, it won't matter. Your photos are still going to turn out really crappy. But for me, it was all about learning the foundation, understanding the foundation, and now putting a twist on that foundation so that it was my photo. And smartphone photography became about expression for me. It was about being able to express how I felt with the photo that I was taking and then the edits that I was putting on top of it, whether it be with color. You know, color sets the mood. So how did I want this photo to look like? How did I want this to come out? A lot of my nature photos that I take on a smartphone all come out a very specific color. It comes out a little more darker because I love the dark feel of certain things. But when it came to pictures that I took of my wife's baby sister, it was a lot more brighter. It was a lot more hopeful because that's how I saw things. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about smartphone photography was the expression that someone could put in a photo. I could look at a photo that someone took and you can tell how someone feels. I could take the same photo that someone takes and edit it and it will come out a different way because that's how the edit looked. You know, that's how I felt in the time. That's how I felt in the moment. For me, smartphone photography was more than just the smartphone and the photography. It was about what I saw in the moment. And I think that's something that people don't discuss, right? Is when you're going through hard times in your life, being able to see something becomes harder. When I was going through some of the hardest times of my life, you'll notice on my VSCO page, there's just a time period of a couple of years where I don't post any more pictures. And that's because I couldn't see anything anymore. I couldn't see the beauty in my day-to-day life anymore. And that's what photography was for me, was an expression of what I saw, what I could see. I could walk down the road and the way my eyes work is it works like a camera lens. I could look at something and be like, wow, okay, I like this. Let me take a photo of it. And I'll know exactly how to take it. But for a while, I couldn't do that anymore. I didn't know how to do that anymore. Even now, when I look at certain things, I don't see what I used to see. But I've gotten good at being able to express myself now in a way where it's more true to me. And I enjoy that about photography. The self-expression and the joy that you get from taking a picture, editing that picture, and posting that picture. For me, it's never about the likes. It's never about what people see. It's never about what people comment. It's more about what I see and what I want to put out. You know, like a lot of people that look at my photos always tell me that my photos are very dark, that my photos are there's no bright colors in them. And one of the reasons why is because I have so much love for the beauty of darkness. I think there's so much beauty in darkness, and that's one of the stories that I like telling, is what I see and how I see certain things. Smartphone photography for me was more than just, you know, once again, more than just the smartphone and the photography. It was the combination of both, the convenience of having a smartphone, but the quality that I wanted my photos to be. And so that's why even now to this day, I use a smartphone to film my podcast. I use a smartphone to film my vlogs because it is very convenient. Like for example, I'm using an iPad right now to mirror everything that is showing on my iPhone because it is convenient. I don't have the convenience like that with my camera. My camera is a very old camera. It's not updated. It doesn't have these functions. What I use my camera for are my professional shoots when I need to film a music video. But even now, I've started taking that stride into using my phone and the capabilities of these phones. Now these phones have three lenses, and it allows for you to have that flexibility that you wish you had. You got an ultra wide, you got a wide, and you got your portrait lens. And it's these things that smartphones have and the processing power that these have now that make it easier for anyone to be able to express themselves. I wanted to do this episode because I hear and I see a lot of people say to me, I don't have the tools to do what you do. And what I'm trying to do now is tell people and show people that the tools that I'm using are the exact same tools that you have. It's just, I've refined my skill sets to a point where I know how to use these tools. It goes farther than just that, you know? Like, I use an iPad from 2018 to edit all of my videos. But that's just to say that you don't need the latest and the greatest. What you need is the skill set and the patience. Because these tablets, yeah, they're very powerful. Even now, they're still powerful. One of the reasons why I love it is because even after years, it still has an immense amount of processing power. I've been meaning to get back into smartphone photography, into, you know, doing more videos like this so that I could show people that anyone can do it. One of the things that smartphone trading did for me was give me more perspective. As I started trading phones, I started realizing that each and every phone was able to do the same thing that the last phone did. And what certain phones lacked, I had to know what they lacked so that I could put that into my photos in, you know, when I'm editing those photos. And so it gave me that ability to look at something and see, like, oh, well, the Huawei phone was more contrasty. And I like that look. So now I start adding those things into my iPhone photos. And that's something that you have to grow and understand when you do this, right? Is how do you like certain things? What do each smartphone have? Can you imitate those photos? For me, some of the best photos that I have are photos that I imitated using a different device. These devices are not cheap. And you have to understand that when you trade, there's going to come a loss when you trade. Number one, you have to look out for scammers. You're going to get scammed. You will get scammed. So you have to know what you're looking for. When I first started, yeah, you know, like, there was a lot of times where you'd start with a device that was like $1,000 and then you drop to a device that's $800. And one of the things that I had to learn early was that Apple devices are able to maintain their value a lot longer than any other device. Samsung devices, because of how many Samsung devices come out in a year, they lose value much quicker than most devices. So understand that when you're trading from an iPhone to a Samsung, maybe in the moment, yes, the Samsung device is a little bit more expensive. But over time, you lose value in these devices. And you have to know and you have to put these things into perspective when you start smartphone trading. I think I went through everything that I needed to regarding my smartphone journey. I hope that answers a lot of the questions that some people might have and give you perspective on why and where my smartphone journey is. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Statues Podcast. If you guys have any questions or concerns, please go ahead and email us. The email is down below in the links. And yeah, I'm your host, Anang, and we are signing off. Bye-bye, guys.